Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And it is 7:45, time for our weekly chat with Tom Ackerman, who's getting ready to host sports on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Good morning, Tom. I'll start with the Redbird recap. What do we have for last night's game?
Cardinals lost 3-2 in 10 innings, Scott, and they'll be playing today at 1:15, 12:20 for the pregame, the final home game of 2025. The Cardinals currently standing in the National League Central with a record of 75-80, so they're going to have to win out if they want a winning record. Last night, it was just typical of how things seem to go for them. They just can't find ways to close games out. They were in a 2-2 game for much of this latter part of the game, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. And in the 10th inning, the Brewers scored first on an RBI single by Bryce Terang. Remember, you start with the runner at second base. So in the extra innings, that's what they did. Jackson Chourios at second. Yelich lines out. Jansen grounds out. But that moves Churio to third. And then Terang comes through with the two-out single to give the Brewers the lead. So the Cardinals down 3-2. They start with the runner at second base. Lars Nootbaar. Brendan Donovan grounds one to the pitcher who turns around, looks Nootbaar briefly back to second, throws to first for one out to get Donovan. Nootbaar takes off for third and gets thrown out. Andrew Monasterio, the first baseman, throws over to third, and Caleb Durbin applies the tag, and it's a double play. 1-3-5. And the Cardinals are emptied on the base paths at that point. And then Ivan Herrera flies out to left, and the game is over. 3-2, the Cardinals lose the game. In this game, Miles Michaelis pitched really well and received an ovation, and that's nice to have that kind of finish because he's likely not to be back with the Cardinals. We know he's had some struggles this year and in past years. Started off way back in 2018, if you recall, had a phenomenal season for the Cardinals and actually started game one of their playoff run in 2019 when they beat the Braves. Michaelis yesterday, 2 runs on 7 hits in 5 innings, gets a nice ovation as he leaves. The Cardinals can't win it, though. They lose it 3-2 in 10 innings.
Let's switch to college football. Let's start with Mizzou. Come from behind.
Let's do that.
Okay. Come from behind victory. I know we're going to get to Illinois. Come from behind victory at home against South Carolina, who ended up having their starting quarterback. So that's an impressive win for them.
Yeah, it's a really nice win for Missouri. I mean, Lenoris Sellers is a great player. He was banged up. He got hit on Saturday when South Carolina played Vanderbilt. They lost that game 31-7 after that. It tells you how valuable he is to them. They could not move the ball against that good Commodores team, and they end up losing at home. So they could turn it around, and the hope for South Carolina is they could get Sellers back. They kept it very quiet as to what his injury status was, and as the week went on, he became questionable on the injury report, and then it was announced that he was going to play. So he did play well. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He's just a very good NFL prospect. But South Carolina could not handle Missouri's running back. And I think Missouri has a star as well in Ahmad Hardy. 22 carries, 138 yards, and a touchdown for Hardy. And their quarterback play is just solid. You know, Bo Perbula, he doesn't do anything flashy, but he keeps the chains moving. 16 of 27 passing for 171, a touchdown and a pick. Well, but they hand the ball off. I mean, Hardy gets his touchdown. Jamal Roberts, the St. Louis product, gets a touchdown. 13 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. Missouri looked like an SEC team. You know, they're just a strong defense. They keep South Carolina from breaking the game open, and they just eventually grind them down. They outscore them 17-6 in the second half and win this game 29-20. Very good win for Missouri. They're 4-0. They get their first SEC win. They're going to play UMass next week. They'll win that. And then they have Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the first big marquee, not that South Carolina wasn't, but this will be the first big marquee game. Then that's not for another few weeks, because UMass, and then there's a bye, and then you get Alabama, which is already set for an 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday morning, October 11th. Bama's good. We know they lost to Florida State in their opener, but as it turns out, Florida State's a pretty good team. And then Alabama won pretty soundly their next two games, including that win over Wisconsin. And they're going to play at Georgia on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 27th, which will determine a lot of things for them, and then a revenge game against Vanderbilt after that. But my point is that I think a lot of people in the SEC still look at Missouri as kind of a middle-of-the-pack team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they take them seriously. I think, you know, they always talk about Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Texas, and now Oklahoma, you know, the big brands, the big blue-blood brands. Well, you know, Missouri has a very balanced attack. They're a good defense. They have a good quarterback, a manager, as I mentioned, in Perbula, good receivers, and I think an excellent running back in Hardy. So, you know, unless they get banged up for some reason, Missouri's going to be right there. Now, we'll have to see how they look here in a couple of weeks before I make a prediction on the Alabama game, but I think they can give the Tide all they can handle at Furrow Field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Well, let's switch to Illinois, a Big Ten matchup with your alma mater, Indiana, yesterday in Bloomington. What happened to the Illini? I mean, 63-10.
Yeah, they had all kinds of things go wrong in this game. Now, there was a lot of questions in the start of the year, who's the next Indiana? And I think that was a bit disrespectful to Illinois, because Illinois had a really good year last year, and you know, they, I think, had the roster and were worthy of a number 9 ranking in the country. There's nothing wrong with how they came into this game, but they were not either prepared for this game or Indiana's just that good. I mean, I think the question to who's the next Indiana, it's Indiana. I mean, they're going to be right back in the mix again. And, you know, I talked about Missouri getting disrespected in the SEC. I do think that Indiana has taken its share of criticism and unwarranted. I don't understand. And again, this is coming from an Indiana alum, but there was a lot last year about Indiana plays a soft schedule. They don't play anybody. I mean, is it their fault that Michigan and Washington, who played for the national championship the year before that, who were on their schedule, turned out to be not good teams? Indiana's only losses last year were at Ohio State and at Notre Dame in the college football playoff. Now you tell me who's going to win those two games. So I think Indiana heard all of that, and they came out with a purpose. I mean, if you watch the game last night, Indiana was absolutely ferocious. I mean, they just played with an edge. They blocked a punt for a touchdown to start the game. That was D'Angelo Pons, their All-American. Then Pons ends up on a blown coverage, losing the receiver, and Luke Altmyer connects on an easy long touchdown, and Illinois ties the ball game. And that's when things really kicked in for Indiana. They just went to another level at that point. Fernando Mendoza, a very accurate quarterback, just had his way with an Illinois defense and secondary that is banged up. I will say that. They've had a lot of injuries in their defensive backfield. But there's no excuse for a Brett Bielema team to be that porous on the offensive line. I mean, Indiana just did whatever they wanted rushing the quarterback. They were in the backfield constantly. I mean, Altmyer had nowhere to go all game. It was as one-sided when it came to sacking the quarterback as I've seen. And Altmyer ends up going down just over and over again. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't do anything against that Indiana defense. So, you know, what happened? Just a complete collapse. Now, if you're an Illinois fan, there's still some hope that they can run the table, but this is a severely damaging loss to any college football playoff hopes, because this was kind of the play-in game for both teams to be kind of pushed to the big boy table, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, Indiana loses this game. Everybody's pointing at IU saying, see, told you. You can't beat the top 10 team. You're weak, soft schedule. And now Illinois just goes in and gets beaten, and it's a rough one if you're an Illinois fan, for sure.
Yeah, and they got to play USC next week. That's a tough matchup. USC's not bad.
And Fox already did – yeah, Fox already has their morning show, their pregame show already set up for Champaign. So that feels, you know, a little – disheartening, I guess, but you got to rally. I mean, you got to rally to come back. But they give up a lot of points. Oh, USC does. Michigan State ended up losing 45-31 late last night to them. But man, you know, again, as an Indiana fan, obviously I'm happy. I mean, I think it's going to be a fun run for this team. I think they're really, really good. But I do have a heart for Illinois. I mean, I don't want this to come at the expense of all my Illinois friends, and that's for real. I mean I wish Illinois the best moving forward, and maybe they can gather something together and take on USC with a little more heart. I mean, they just looked like, and I know this isn't the case, but they looked like they weren't in the game from the get-go.
Hmm. What do you have coming up, sports on a Sunday morning?
It's going to be a fun one. I mean, we got NFL this week. We have the Chiefs are going to be playing the Giants tonight on the road, so we will have our picks. There's no doubt about that. We're going to start things off with college football, though. Lots of college football. Run through the top 25. We'll analyze this Illinois-Indiana game, the Mizzou-South Carolina game. Katie Shields, the SLU women's soccer coach, at 10:30 today. At 10:45, we'll break down the St. Louis Blues, who actually have played a couple of games already. I love the NHL. The NHL, they don't waste any time. They have training camp, and 2 days later, they're playing games. The Blues prospects have already played, and yesterday the Blues lost in a shootout 2-1 to the Dallas Stars. Justin Carboneau, though, had another goal. He is certainly somebody to watch, and we'll hear about him and hear from him in the 10:45 portion, as well as Coach Jim Montgomery. The Blues play this afternoon at 4 o'clock against Columbus. At 11:05, we'll do those NFL picks. Then we go all baseball from there. David Freese, conversation I had with the 2011 World Series MVP at 11:15. John Mozeliak at 11:30. And Bernie Miklas at 11:45, right here on KMOX.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.